This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. If you missed the first hour, you can find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's say good morning
good
to
morning.
Matt Hefter. How
morning,
are
Matt.
You, sir?
Good morning.
Serta Pro Painters in the house.
We're here.
Yes.
I made it.
Yes.
Challenge getting in, but you're here.
Keep your toenails and fingernails hidden, so Matt doesn't want to try to paint them. Oh, wait, that's right. You don't paint them. You paint everything else.
Yeah, no fingernails or toenails. We do everything else, though. We try to solve problems. That's what CertaPro does.
Nice, and those problems might be. What do people usually call about besides I need new paint? What are some of the concerns?
You know, with painting comes a lot of ancillary services. So, you know, carpentry, drywall repairs, plaster repairs, we've been for a decade now doing garage floors. We really just try to solve problems. And if 90-95% of the project is painting and then there's some carpentry and things, we just try to take care of it. So you don't have to try to hire 2-3 contractors. You can just hire one. We come in and take care of everything.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Including doing eaves repairs, stucco and eaves repairs.
Yep, stucco, eaves, drive it.
I was doing an eaves inspection last week or the week before somewhere out in Middleton, and somebody from your office out that way was there looking at it to quote repairs and painting and stuff.
Yep.
Can't remember her name. I have her card, but I said, it's Matt Hefter owned here. Sure, he does.
Yep.
So a lot of these houses that need painting, what's a typical schedule for cedar or eaves? Like eaves, you don't have to paint as often as cedar, right?
No.
Like, how does that work typically?
Not generally.
How do you know? I guess a better question is, how does somebody know when it's time to call CertaPro Painters for the exterior of their house?
It really depends on the surface. The ideal situation is that you give us a call and we coat it before it starts peeling, because now you're undercoating your substrate. Everyone waits till it peels. They go, I peel. It doesn't look good. But you really want to take care of it beforehand. And it really just depends on the surface and the coating. So cedar it tends to be a little bit quicker, maybe a 4-6 year range on cedar, with a lot of other surfaces, aluminum and steel, might be 15 years, or, you might paint your house black like a lot of people are doing right now, grays, dark grays, and then, call us in about 3 to 5 years because it's going to fade. But do what you love. I mean, I stain my deck with Penifin oil every 2 years. Every single 2 years, it's a love. I love the patina look that it gives, and it doesn't take me that long to do. It only takes a day. Pick what you love and paint your house that way, but definitely maintain it.
Yeah. Once you start seeing the peeling, as you're mentioning, it's almost a little too late. Like you should have done this a couple of years ago, probably.
Yeah. And a lot of the newer materials like LP Smart Siding and Hardy Board and some of these things, it's important to keep them coated too, because it'll last forever as long as you just keep it coated. So you want to inspect underneath your trim boards, around your windows and stuff. Mm-hmm. If anything starts to peel at any point in time, you need to get it coated. Okay. Like wood. It acts the same way. If moisture and freezing and thawing gets in there, you can have problems.
All these composite materials, they still have, they're not impervious to water.
They're great as long as you keep them coated.
Yeah, right.
It's the same as wood.
Right.
Wood is good until it's wet. It stays wet for too long, it attracts, bugs, and then
woodpeckers.
They start doing their...
Once the bugs are there, the woodpeckers aren't far behind in Wisconsin. Yeah.
I always have this picture I saw on TV one time, I think Discovery Channel, where they left the house alone for I think it was 8 years or 10 years. Nature will take back your home. If you don't maintain it and you don't keep the coatings up and you don't take care of the rodents, nature will take back your home very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Vacant homes Homes like to be lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And so maintained.
Yes.
Maintenance. Right. That's
and
the
just being there and used. And you know, same thing with a car. It just sits. Same thing with you. You know, you just sit. You don't work. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take our first break. Topic. If you have questions for Matt, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Find them at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, pro.com. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
This is funky. Is this relating to anything, Isaac?
This is a band playing at the State Fair tonight. Okay. Here Come the Mummies.
Oh, Here Come the Mummies. I wouldn't know a song from Here Come the Mummies if you told me, but I know the band name.
Now you know how I feel sometimes.
Yeah.
Who's this? I have no
I
idea.
Know. I know. Matt Hefter from CertaPro on with us this hour, 855-616-1620, if you have questions for him.
Somebody just texted, what did you put on your deck? What oil?
Penifin oil.
Penifin oil. Where would somebody buy that?
It's probably easier to order it online than it is to get it. I get it from Nice.
Nice Hardware.
Yeah, Hardware. Okay. Oh, Menominee Falls. Becoming more and more difficult to get a hold of. It is an oil, right? But, you know, I've been using Penifin oil on my deck since the very beginning, since I moved in, and the guy before me used it. Mm. And so I'm kind of committed to it, and I love it.
Is that a brand or that's a type of oil?
It's a brand. Yeah. Right. It's a Penifin. It's very tricky. Use a professional contractor, call CertaPro to help you with it. It's very tricky. You have to lay it on. It's an artist. It's not
to
very
get it
forgiving.
To look good.
Yeah. And it only really comes in, it's non-tintable. It only comes in the colors they select. It's semi-transparent or you can do a clear. And it's a labor of love. You have to do it every 2 years on your horizontals. Your verticals, mm-hmm. maybe go 3-4 years, but on the horizontals, every 2 years.
So professional contractor or a lot of practice?
A lot of practice. You just want to lay it on super even, and you got to pay attention to the wood on how it absorbs in, because any pooling with that product, is any oils, but really that product especially, is going to, you're going to have glazing spots that look shiny.
Now, your deck's had that for a while, and I don't want to hang on this too long, but if you have something else on the deck, you probably got to get that off.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a semi-transparent stain, you can let it burn off, or you can pressure wash it and give it a, you know, that's the cool thing with semi-transparent stains. Any point in time you want to take it back to the original, you power wash. You got to know what you're doing again, so you don't leave scarring marks, but you power wash nice and aggressively, evenly, and then give it a nice, quick little sand. The pores are open, and you start oiling it again.
So the same thing could be said for cedar siding. You personally don't want to see paint on cedar siding.
Not paint, stain. Yeah. So a lot of people think, my house was painted. No, it was a solid penetrating stain. It's made with cedar. It's a very fibrous wood. So you want to make sure that you get the stain to penetrate as deep as possible. When cedar first came out, it didn't come out.
Yeah,
when it first was turned and used in the siding. A lot of people, you know, out on the East Coast, they just let their houses gray out. Matter of fact, you go out to Boston, they paint the front of the house and the sides and the back are all grayed out cedar. I mean, it's a very common thing to just paint the front of the house. So cedar can actually just be allowed to gray out if you want that rustic look or that older look. But, you know, ultimately it should be stained, never painted.
Mm-hmm. We do have a question here on the text line that's not quite what you guys do, but it kind of relates to the conversation we're having. What product do you recommend to clean a composite deck? But I have a follow-up question to that. So what's a good
Dawn dish soap.
Dawn dish soap and water.
Agree. Or Joe Max.
Soft brush.
If you want to buy something,
not
Joe
a
Max,
wiry brush, a soft brush.
But Dawn dish soap.
Yeah. Okay. So that's an easy answer.
And a lot of composite decks, if you're careful again and you have a pressure washer, you just clean with a pressure washer. Clean right off.
Lightly. Mm-hmm. Don't go too
heavy. Use the green tip. Don't use the yellow unless you're a professional. Don't never take the red tip, throw it in the garbage. Yeah. That's a 0 degree. That thing will drill a hole
through your your name in your deck.
Yeah, you can.
So carving, my question, follow up on tool. That is my question. More and more composite decks are rolling out. What is that doing to you guys? Because you don't stain or paint those, right? They're supposed to last for...
I really haven't seen...
There's still plenty of decks out there.
Yeah. I mean, we're in Wisconsin. There's so many wood decks. And pressure-treated decks last a long time, too. And those really took you know, those really kind of jumped into the ecosystem mm-hmm. for a long time. And they last forever. So I haven't really seen much of a drop-off. But, you know, ultimately... you know, we always get called out for even just pressure washing too. Can you sure. just rinse down my house, clean my sidewalks, clean my composite deck? Like that turns into a whole job by itself for yeah. a couple guys for a day.
So that's okay. that's good to know because I do get that question every once in a while. I just want to have power wash my house. Right? So CertaPro does that, you know, yeah. even if...
They'll have us come in, we'll rinse it down, clean the house, clean the sidewalks, clean everything, and then they have the window washers come in. It might be hard deposits and stuff on the the windows. They get all their windows cleaned, and then they're happy.
So I have
that's
one,
what's important.
One corner of my house that's never gets sun because of the trees and things that are around there. It's kind of tucked away in a hill area, and it's always turning green. It's white siding, so I get the green every year. I got a pressure wash. That is a wet, messy job when you have to pressure wash above your head, and it's just all coming down on you. You're like, oh, my gosh. So... If you want to pay, I probably should just pay you guys to do it. Like,
well,
just
come on,
do
take
this.
Care of you.
Please just do this. All right. We do need to take a break. We did get a text that says, if you have the opportunity, we highly recommend going to see Here Come the Mummies. They're fun to see live and play all their own music. So there you go.
If you now go, you know where you're going tonight.
Now I know where I can go tonight. All right. Matt Hefter with us all this hour. CertaPro.com is the website. 855-616-1620 if you have questions. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
I'm sure you know this one, David. This is your Friday night theme song, right?
Girls just want to have fun. Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper. She's going to be at the American Family Amphitheater tomorrow night. A lot of big names coming to Milwaukee this week. Interesting. Matt Hefter, speaking of big names, Matt Hefter here from CertaPro
yes,
Painters.
Yes, right.
You mean 6'5", right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 6'5", right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, big guy.
Yeah.
Big name. Everybody knows you. You're on the show all the time. It's good to have you here.
And, you know, I was thinking about that. I think our first show with Tom we did back in 2009.
You've been here longer than I have.
Yeah, like dirt, dust.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, long time. It's been fun.
Nice. Yep. So we do have a text here at 855-616-1620. It just says, who do you have that covers Hustisford?
We now cover Hustisford as of like a year or two ago. So if you call 1-800-GO-CERT or you schedule online, you'll be working with our office, or just ask for Matt Hefter's office and we'll get you taken care of if you need any painting or drywall or any exterior work.
So that leads to the conversation. Where do you all go?
Yeah.
Oh man, we cover just about everywhere. So most of the state of Wisconsin, we don't quite go all the way to what I call Canada. It's way up there, Eagle River, you know, things like that. Yet.
Superior, eh? Superior?
We keep moving north. There's an office in Green Bay, an office in West Bend, you know, office in Milwaukee, office in Madison. Listeners in northern Chicago. We cover northern Chicago now, too. So we have offices kind of scattered all over the place to where it makes sense to put in another office. And, yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice. So,
big coverage area, and everybody in that area, regardless of where they're working, because you've talked about this, is training, getting the same level of quality service from every location.
Yeah, we have a pretty extensive vetting process and then training process. So, if somebody comes in and they say, "Oh, I've got a," you know. Everybody can walk in a door and say, I've been a receptionist forever, or I've been a painter forever.
Go to Sherwin-Williams and buy the painter pants and a white shirt and everything. Sure. I'm a painter.
Yeah, and they come in clean. There's no paint on them. You go,
But let me see your fingernails.
We have them vet, you know, whether they're going to do interior painting or exterior painting. We call it a little Toontown, so we have, you know, a little setup on exterior and inside of a big garage bay that we have them go up on ladders and make sure they understand proper ladder safety. And you can tell within 10 minutes if somebody actually is what they say they are when it comes to, if they come in, they're right tools, they're professional, their shirt's tucked in, they're, you know, they're right away.
They start
cutting lines and, you know, they've got quality brushes, they're cutting laser lines. They do it in the right process. They have the right tools. you look at them really quickly and go, okay, this person knows how to paint. And then the training begins, because we have to do safety training with them, and then it elevates from there when it comes to what I found in the last 20 years is a lot of painters are really good craftsmen at painting, and they can cut straight lines. What they really, some of them don't know is what products to use in what situation to solve what problem. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in, because we know how to solve problems. I don't even know, 25,000, 30,000, 40,000 homes we painted. If there's a problem, call CertaPro. We've seen it already. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And if that means ascending on a carpenter because, this is peeling in this area, chimney chase or something like that, there's something bigger going on. We've opened up chimney chases, and there's been just the OSB is just eaten away with bugs, and there's just wads of ants behind there just chewing away.
This is an exterior chimney chase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's all kinds of problems. CertaPro wants to solve them and fix it the right way.
CertaPro.com, Certa with a C. We need to take a break, but we'd love to hear from you. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. We now go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
DMJ.
Wait a second. I know who this is. Do you guys know who this is?
Nope.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
It's Kids Bop covering Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, I'm like, she is not coming to the state fair. That's Kids Bop covering. Kids Bop is going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Kids Bop?
One of my least favorite things in the world is kids singing. I don't know why. I sat through so many choirs concerts for my kids, and it was just like, this is brutal. I don't know why. Sorry, Jacob and Kylie. Once they got older and were in like high school and stuff, that got much better. But listening to kids sing,
like Michael Jackson when he was
no, nope, I can't. I can't do young Stevie Wonder on the radio. No. I can't do young Mike. They both go. Sorry, can't do it. But anyway, that's just a little pet peeve of mine. So, Matt Hefter with us from CertaPro Painters. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go over to Werner in West Dallas. Good morning, Werner. What's your question?
Yeah, hi. And my question is this. I had a leak in my ceiling in my living room, and the rain came down through. It just drops here and there, but I got the roof repaired. But my ceiling has plastered over years ago with this kind of like architectural type of plaster where you take your trowel and kind of smear it on. Now, you guys do plaster work from what I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. If it's a repair, that's right in our wheelhouse. If it was a full plaster ceiling or something like that, I would probably defer you to either Bingo or somebody.
Creative Construction.
Yeah, Creative Construction. Somebody that does nothing but plaster. But as far as doing repairs, let's say under 10 square feet or something like that, that's not a problem. No matter what technique it is, we're pretty good at matching it.
Yeah, this would be like about, they'd probably have to cut out, say, at the most, a 2x2 foot section up there of the ceiling, put the new drywall up there, and then smear the plaster back over that. And would they be able to kind of like match what the...
blend the texture?
Plaster is up there. It's kind of texture. We take your trowel and you kind of, lightly smear over.
Yeah, skip trowel or something. Yeah, I mean, no matter what it is, I don't recall a time other than it just being too large of a project and it's not efficient enough. We can typically match it and do repairs. That's what we do best. So give us a call and we'd be glad to help you out. And you also want to make sure that from a paint coating standpoint, if there's any water damage, we want to oil prime that to make sure it doesn't bleed through. So give us a call. We're the pros. We'll take care of it for you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
They're called Certa Pro Painters for a reason.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Not Certa Amateur Painters.
Certified pros.
Repair work, that's, we're there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good percentage of our business, so.
855-616-1620. Keep the questions coming. This one says, will CERTA take a small job removing wallpaper and painting of a stairwell to a basement?
Removing wallpaper is not always a small job.
It is definitely not always a small job. But yes, we can do one room. We'll send a single person. They'll remove the wallpaper, do any plaster and or drywall repairs behind it, and then prime and paint.
So that's inside. You guys can do that year round. Mm-hmm. It's August 2nd. We're into August. How much more time do we have to be able to paint outdoors, you think?
Well, this is the trick question, right? So typically somewhere between 8 and 16 weeks. Yeah. No, seriously. Definitely August. Definitely September. September can rain a lot though, just because, you know, the temperatures change and everything drops, and I would say October usually. The whole month of October, and we've had some years where you can paint right through November, and we've had some years that you can get halfway through October. So there's time. We have, you know, time on our schedule. Customers are asking like, "Oh, can you get me started? We have this party, in a couple of weeks." Yes, we can get just taken care of. That's one of the benefits of CERTA Pro is we don't have just three guys that are, you know, so we can handle the customers that want to move quickly, and we can handle the customers that want to push it out. It doesn't matter what it is. We can suit your needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. 17 years ago, my garage floor was painted. It is now splotchy. Does your company remove old paint from garage floors? I don't plan on resurfacing. So they're basically asking, will you take stuff off but not put stuff on?
So the answer is yes. What we would do, what we'd recommend if you want to do that would be is we would grind. There's two options. You can grind. We would use scarab blades and basically remove the coating that's off the floor. I would then recommend switching over to a higher diamond, maybe a set of 80s or something to give it at least a little bit of a smoother finish so it's not so rough. So we can do that and leave it.
But wouldn't you want to seal it at least then? Because you've opened the pores.
Yeah, you definitely want to seal it. So after you polish it, you would either densify it or you can put a sealer down, concrete sealer. The other option is we do install one-day garage floors. So, you know, we can go in and after grinding it, put in a polyaspartic, broadcast a decorative flake into it, and then scrape and then top coat it. And we have a 20-year warranty, I believe. The longest warranty in the market. Don't quote me on that. If I'm wrong, call me and tell me. But at the end of the day, a 20-year warranty backed by, you know, local and a national company. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Keep coming in for you here, Matt. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Brian in Richfield. Good morning, Brian. What's your question?
Good morning. We're having a cedar deck installed in September. And wondering how long we should wait before we seal it.
Cedar cures pretty quickly. I mean, usually I would say you're installing it. When did you say?
The first week of September.
You could potentially have us come out and take a look at it. We can actually take a moisture reading, but you could potentially seal it before the end of the year. Otherwise, there's no problem with letting it go over wintertime. It is cedar, and we could do it first thing in spring, so you have it ready for your summer next year.
Right. Do you think if it sits over the winter, it will start graying, or does that take a little bit longer?
No, it probably is going to take a little bit longer, but if there's any dead wood fibers, we would just pressure wash it regardless and get the dead wood fibers off.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Definitely go out this winter and shovel off that deck. No, not a good.
If, broom it off.
Broom it off.
There's a lot of cedar decks in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
If you do have to get the snow off the deck for some reason, don't use a metal tip shovel.
Absolutely. Did you learn that the hard way?
Yeah. No. That's one thing I actually know. I've never done that. I've melted a couple of sidings with grills before. That took me two chances to remember to move my grill away. Didn't do it the first time. I had to do it one more time to go, okay, this is dumb. What am I doing? Okay, so we are going to take a break. We have two more segments left with Matt Hefter from CERTA Pro Painters, 855-616-1620. That is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Got a little dirt on my boots. This is John Party, by the way. He's going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair on Wednesday. I played that as a new current when I was doing a country station back in the day. So you got to remember, my music knowledge is vast because I've worked on a lot of different formats over the last 30 years. Sure. Never done talk radio until this gig. So thank you, WTMJ, for hiring me. It's been, what, 4 years that I've been here? You've been here five?
Well, you said four in January, so it's like four and a half.
Yeah, look at that.
Just over five.
They keep me around, Matt. Mm-hmm. Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters on with us this hour. Thanks for all the calls and texts that have been coming in. So let's remind people again what you guys all do. Because it's not just paint.
CertaPro Painters does pretty much anything interior, wallpaper removal, painting, you know, decorative finishes, anything interior, millwork with paint, kitchen cabinets, and then on the outside, everything outside. So if there's a coating, even seal coats, CertaPro does it. So including ancillary services like garage floors and
garage
carpentry
doors.
And... Yeah, I think we even did yours, Dave.
Yes,
we made your door that, what was it, white originally?
They were white. They kind of had a little bit of a wood grain, but 2 8-foot doors, and yes, they
and
look amazing.
So we wood grained the doors to make them look like they're cedar. I don't remember.
Basically.
Yeah, cedar wood doors, and it turned out really nice. They look great.
To match your back door.
Yes,
that's what I
want. I want to match the wood, the wood door on my house, and it matches.
Yeah.
And make sure you keep a clear coat on that every, because that is on the east side. So make sure that you keep a clear coat on it every once in a while, or give us a call.
If you ever want to see a meticulously maintained house and yard, David's address is, his house is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. It's just gorgeous.
Not perfect, but it's,
it's probably as close to perfect as I've ever seen a house.
For a 100-year-old house?
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
Well, isn't everyone listening right now that person where they're just trying to make their house perfect? Like you tinker around in your garage, you do things. I mean, that's what I do on the weekends. I, you know, when I'm not doing kids or kids sports events and things like that, I'm just tinkering around the house.
Most people are, I think.
Yeah.
All right. We have another text here. Do you paint exterior bricks about an 8x15 section of bricks? I don't like the color and it looks like the bricks have been painted before.
The answer is yes. We will. Here's the funny thing. We will paint the whole cycle. We will paint your brick, and then we will then paint your brick to look like brick, because we've done that. It literally, it's like, you know, the house is all painted, and they're like, well, I want my house to look like painted brick again. And we go in and stencil and then repaint it to where it looks like brick.
You can't take that paint. Once it's painted, you can't get back to the original?
You can, but do you want the original brick color, which is bright orange from the 80s
red,
and 70s?
Dark red. Yeah,
you know, it depends. If you want that, sure. I think what's, you know, popular, like if you have a house and it was Cream City brick, don't paint it.
Yeah,
don't paint it. It's a very, very
porous
brick.
Yeah.
And painting it and trapping in moisture will just deteriorate the brick. Now, Chicago fired brick, you know, or those bricks, a little different story. You can paint them all day long and it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, great questions. We do need to take one final break. One segment left, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters on with us this hour on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Making it a great fix-it day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
I know this artist in the song. Is there any tie-in to him being here?
I've playing the State Fair on Friday.
Is he really?
I've heard the song.
You know that? Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Right. Former Hootie and the Blowfish lead singer and did the country thing. I didn't know that. I saw him at the Ryman Theater in Nashville a few years ago, and he was awesome.
Hmm.
Go see him if you can. He does some of the Hootie stuff. Yeah. He does his own country stuff. It's a great show. So State Fair bringing in the names this year. Holy cow. Interesting. All right. 855-616-1620 if you have a question. And we do have a text here that says, does CertaPro offer financing options?
We actually do. Bigger projects, if you want to. We have a couple of different programs, but 0% interest, no payments for 12 months. So if you want to just pay it off over time or defer. We also offer longer financing if it's a really big project, somebody wants to push it out over a couple of years or so. So yeah, we offer payment options, alternative payment options. Yeah.
So with that, you can like phase projects. I mean, it could be where somebody's doing large remodel or something, and if the project's in phases, you can work within a schedule like that as well.
Yeah, we've had customers do that where they open up. So it's through a third party that we use, and they'll open it up. And once that's your I don't want to call it a line of credit because it's really not, but that's you're approved for X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. And so if you hire CertaPro the first year, all you have to do is just call them again. If you pay it off after 12 months, and we have 0% interest for 18 months, so there's different things. But then if you want to do another project, the interior versus the exterior, whatever it may be, you can then use that same, for lack of better terms, same as cash program.
Okay. All right.
When you talk financing, warranties always pop into my mind. What is a warranty on a paint job?
So we offer a warranty of 2 years, any blistering, peeling, failing, anything that happens for 2 years. For our garage floors, we actually offer a 20-year warranty. And again, like I said, to the best of my knowledge, it's the longest warranty you're going to get on a garage floor in the state of Wisconsin for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Wisconsin is just, I love this state so much. I love the four seasons, but man, it's brutal on our exteriors and our garage floors. The salt coming off of the tires and
salt.
The fact you can do 20 years with all the salt that gets tracked in is amazing to me because
the floor is sealed.
Yeah, I guess.
It's protected and sealed.
So in the winter, if my floor is sealed, what do I just sweep it off every once in a while, or what do I need to help?
If it dries, you sweep it off. If you want to, what I do in spring, just because I like my garage really clean and tidy, is I'll just take the pressure washer and rinse all the, you can take a garden hose too, but just rinse everything out the garage doors and everything's fresh and clean, ready to go again.
Yeah.
And then I'll pay my boy $5 to go around with a towel and towel dry it. Well, just because you could eat off your floor.
Right. That's where you got to have a party.
I work in there. We play ping pong in there. We do all kinds of things in the garage except for park cars.
Mm. Yeah. You should come see my garage. You'll wake up screaming in the middle of the night from nightmares if you're describing your garage like that.
Yes, yeah.
My garage is definitely just a garage. There's stuff stored in there.
I got the San Andreas fault in my floor.
I got that too. Yeah.
Well, there's
tectonic plates shifting.
There's a few reasons why customers get their garage floors done. One is, they just want an extension of their home. They want, when they have a party, they can put all the food out in the garage and it just becomes an extension of home. The second is, from a functional standpoint, you work in your garage, you have a spill, oil, whatever, it wipes right up. It is really nice that way. And then the third one is protecting your concrete, because we've all seen the pitted concrete from the salts coming off of the Wisconsin roads. That will eat through your concrete. It will not eat through your polyurea or polyasparta coating. It won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
good stuff. Matt Hefter always bringing lots of information that's useful to everybody. Appreciate the calls and texts today. It was a very interactive.
The last text.
I just saw the text.
How do I keep my husband off a ladder? He thinks he can paint the second level, and I think it's dangerous. So,
every time you're in, thanks it seems for listening, we get that Aaron. Question.
Yeah. You know, we actually...
we almost made it the whole hour.
Yeah, we've borderline thought about just doing some local advertising of just stay off your ladder.
Yeah, right.
Just, life is too precious. Stay off the ladder. Just let us do the hard work. Especially, I'm 50 years old now. I used to go up the ladder. Yeah, now it's like I go a little slower. I kind of look around as I'm stepping down.
Well, it's the stepping down. I mean, going up is a little easier still and everything. But yes, when I'm coming off a roof, I'm always taking a second look. Okay, making sure where am I stepping? It's the coming down part.
The point where you just got to stop doing it.
Yeah. That's why I bought a drone. Right. And
we do have
save a husband, hire a certain.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
On that note, we're out. You guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Yeah, Rose Gray is back on the Fox World Travel Show next.